I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
So drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
It's December 9th.
Yeah.
So glad to have you here. We have some lovely guests.
Woo!
Hannah Bailey, Catherine Clark.
Hello, hello.
Woohoo!
Hi.
Thank you guys so much for coming
Thanks
by.
Thanks for coming.
Honestly, this was a chore.
I hope the roads weren't too bad in this December 9th weather.
Yeah.
It's a frosty one out there.
Mm-hmm. A little chilly.
Thank you for sharing your wine with me.
Of course. Anytime. Jeremy, what do we have today? Why don't you pull it out?
Let's see what we got here. Oh, look at that.
Oh,
Trim Vine. It is a Italian Merlot.
Okay.
Ooh. Trim Vine. Does that mean diet?
Yes.
Diet.
So wine. I'm not sure what to make of what Around the World in 24 Wines official website says about this. I think it's questionable. I think we have to be a little bit worried because what they have to say. This is the red wine you'll save for your ordinary moments. Book club, movie nights, regularly scheduled calls with your mom.
What?
Wait, what are those regular
Christmas?
What? Sounds really shitty.
So do we need trauma to take place?
Regularly scheduled calls with your mom?
You mean lunchtime with my kids?
I love that a phone call with your mom and book club are in the same category.
They're the same.
Okay. I always try to get my calls out of my mom. My calls with my mom out of the way during my book club.
That's smart. Yeah.
Just like pack in all the at
once. That's spelled.
Do you hear the aggression?
Also, I would just like to say, they also say, in terms of food recommendations, have it with however you make your hot dogs.
What? I'm so glad
okay.
I got
what
this.
What are we about to
I
have?
Don't know. I'm scared.
Hot dogs.
Have it with however you make your hot dogs.
I feel
I'm
like
sorry,
they're really kind of coming
sorry,
down hard on this one. Did you guys get enough?
Give her a little more. Give them a little more hot dog wine.
Did they make hot dogs with this wine?
Is it hot dog juice?
Is it hot dog water wine?
Hot dog water. Okay. Cheers.
Oh, the feast. Okay.
Whoa.
I think
that's got a real...
I can attest it does not smell like hot dog.
I mean... It tastes like a pretty ordinary Merlot.
Yeah.
Tastes like a call to your mom.
I feel like, it's hard to ignore that description now. This is one of the most bland labels we've had so far.
Yeah.
You've
looks
got like
Amish.
A black and
yeah,
white
it does.
Kind of depressing farmhouse
very
vibe.
Amish.
That's one way to look at it.
And,
Do you disagree, Hannah?
That's one way to look at it.
I mean, it's kind of cool. It looks like it has a corn dog.
Oh okay. My gosh, it does.
Let me see.
So there's
two corn dogs.
In a field with two corn dog trees.
So they're really into hot dogs. You know, I'm going back to
I'll
trim
get you
wine.
A napkin.
I think this is diet.
Don't.
Diet wine.
It's not good.
No.
It tastes diet.
It's not full bodied.
No.
So it's. Trim makes
it's
sense.
Quite not good.
Let's take a break.
I don't know.
That's right.
All right. This wine is called Trim Vine, and I think that they left the question mark off. It's like Trim Vine, and the answer is yes. Trim it down. Just take it out. It's sour and largely absent of flavor. I give it 1 JB.
Mm.
Ooh,
mm. Mm.
You know, Trim Vine, maybe you're supposed to add stuff to it. Maybe this is like for sangria?
Well, that's a good idea.
Maybe
that would be better.
Put more stuff in it, make it a fat vine. It'd be delicious.
Are you going now? Or is this like, was
she's
that
interrupting.
Just like chatter?
Oh, I was just adding. What
did you want? Okay, no, no, I just wasn't sure.
Sorry, it's not your turn. So
I'm so sorry.
Hannah.
Hannah, it is your turn.
My turn. I drink wine for the alcohol.
Mm.
And
amen.
This wine reminds me of if I were to go to communion or no, it's better than communion. If I were to go to like a free event where they had free wine and they just hand out the shittiest wine, and I like to drink a lot of alcohol in those settings. So I would drink it. I'd chug it. I'd have a few glasses. I don't have many complaints.
I agree. If this were free, if that were like the understanding, like, yeah, this wine isn't great, but it's free.
Free. I would get 3-4 glasses.
Woo! I love it.
I mean, I don't know. It's tastes grapey.
Mm-hmm.
Winey. A little hot doggy. I'd give it, I don't know, 3. It's fine to me. I don't have that many complaints. Yeah. I'm not offended by it. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, I feel like you should just add to it. I think a sangria with this, even like something wild, maybe pour vodka in it. If you're going
really crazy.
I think it's
mold
it's a
wine.
Base.
You can make a mold wine with it.
You could. Mm-hmm. You could even do like put some potpourri in it and just bake it, or not bake it, but boil
you could.
It.
You could.
And there's potential. Cook drinking with it. Doesn't have to be. That's number
Ooh,
one.
It would be good in a roast.
See, a roast.
Cook with it.
Yeah.
Cook with it.
Yeah. I think the fact they let us know. They said trim vine. Add what you want.
It's trim.
Yeah.
It's trim. It's trim. It needs a little bulking up.
It's basic, but do what you can to make this your own. So it's a 2 to 3 for me.
You have to choose one.
2.5.
You have to choose one.
I'll go 3. I'll be generous.
Okay.
Damn.
She's gonna go 3.
Yeah, I mean, this is a basic bitch of a wine. Merlot has a little bit of a bad reputation among wine snobs, and I think, by and large, that is somewhat undeserved. This wine, though, is very boring. I don't like it. It's bland. It's tedious.
We didn't talk about the fact that the label says, while not the first place that comes to mind when one thinks of Merlot, Italy has fallen in amore with the legendary varietal.
Look.
So you need to acknowledge.
Okay, the wine isn't very good. The wine isn't very good. The label's kind of blah. The copy is great. And for that, for the sake of the copy, yeah. I give this 1 JB. For the copy alone.
You would have given it a 0?
Well, we're not allowed to give 0. One is the lowest rating. I would almost give it 2. It's like, it's not terrible. I do like it more than the wine we're tasting tomorrow.
Yeah?
You like it more than the wine that you haven't tasted yet? Yeah, but...
Oh, what a prediction. Wow, this wine is really helping him have a lot of foresight.
Yeah.
He's really, like, it's turning him into a prophet.
Tapping him into something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
That lends me to think a 3 is pretty good.
I think it's pretty good. All right, so on average, this is a 2. This is a 2 JB wine. Adventures in Wine Tasting
fair.
Is the unofficial companion podcast
fair.
To the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World's
Wine
Calendar
anymore?
Or Costco Wholesale. All the opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullins, and or their guests. The World in 24 Wine Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy of the Gallagher content of this podcast. Thanks for coming, guys.
Yay!